I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid coins. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey there, prank call fans. Have you ever wanted to watch Carlito accuse a competing gas station of slant drilling? Or have you ever wanted to see Carlito do job interviews that leave people wondering if they just talked to an insane person? If so, then you should watch the new hit prank call video series, Calls of Mass Confusion. That's right. It's all the prank calls you could ever want, but with the whole thing being recorded on video. Watch as Carlito and the gang get people to do shopping sprees, get people to sell them their piss, and accuse jewelry shops of selling blood diamonds. If you're not already watching, you should catch up, because in just a few short weeks, you get to watch Jihad and his camera crew go to jail. So go to YouTube, look up Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel, and subscribe today. That is Calls of Mass Confusion on the Jesus in a Dump Truck channel. Watch, laugh, like, and share today. Carlito commands it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around,
busy number. Hey, Happy New Year, United States. Happy New Year. Except for Hawaii and Alaska, the freak states. All right, just a moment. I'm sorry. Sometimes these numbers can be tricky.
Thank you for choosing Center. This is Lindsay. How may I assist you?
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing? I'm wondering over here if we could go ahead and what's your fireworks policy? Because it's New Year's, we wanted to set off a couple pot fireworks.
Yeah, definitely no fireworks allowed on property.
Is there anywhere outside, maybe, you could recommend? We could build off some fireworks. They're non-flying kind of fireworks, or just flares, you know?
No, just anywhere. Most of it's public and private.
Most of it's public and private?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't answer my question, though. Like, where, like, can we go ahead and do it in your part in the parking lot here? Far from the cars, far? Oh.
Thank you for calling. This is Herschel. How can I help you?
Hey, Herschel. Yes, sir. I was calling. I was speaking with Mona or whatever her name was, the woman, regarding the fireworks policy. I know, of course, you really shouldn't be doing it on property, but does that include the parking lot? Like, way out there, maybe there's no car machines or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. There's no fireworks allowed.
Like, so you consider, like, even out in the parking lot, anywhere is a
part within the city limits.
Oh, really? It's like that.
Yeah.
What about here in the room, though? Like,
yeah, definitely not in the room.
Well, we were thinking, like, we could just put it in the bathroom, you know?
Yeah, that's probably not going to be a good idea.
All right. I mean, I'll pay a deposit, you know? Like, whatever it costs, I can take care of. Totally.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't want to do that.
All right, can you set up like some matches or something?
Oh, sure. What's your room number?
Hang on. Hello? Hello? Hey,
motherfuckers.
Hey, you how you doing? Hey.
Hey, tits.
Hey, pervert. How are you?
Good, good.
All right, good.
Got some fucking echo on this end, though.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, hang on. Let me hang up and call you back.
Come on, man.
No, it's gone now. Never mind.
Oh, all right. Cool.
What had happened is there was some bitches at a Waffle House, and I was in the middle of trying to get them on the phone on Facebook Live.
Yeah?
And the fucking bitch worker wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah, and it was awesome because I hit it in the first shot. Because I was sitting there, I was watching security having a problem. The security at the Waffle House.
Security? Like there was a fight going on?
He's literally a big black dude, had a jacket on that says security.
Damn, like, but he was their security or was this on break?
He's Waffle House's security.
Damn.
And I'm like, I was like, you guys busy? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, they're not giving security guy a hard time, are they? And they're like, oh, yeah, one guy is, but he just went outside, so I knew I had the right place.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'm like, oh, I need to talk to so-and-so. And they're like, we're busy. And she hung up.
Right, right, bitch. Right.
Good evening, thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How about yourself, sir?
Hey, happy 4th of July. Mm. Yeah.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, how can I help you?
What's the policy here for us with the fireworks?
We can't have any fireworks here.
All right, but I'm outside. Like, we came down from the room, and we bought some. There's this guy named Lysol. He says his name was Lysol. I guess he hangs out around here. He had a box of fireworks. He sold them to us. Do you guys got matches that we can use? We're going to just set
We don't up. Have matches, and you guys can't do fireworks around here.
Well, just in the parking lot, you know, it'd be safe. If they're not the
not
kind
even
that
in the
fly
parking
up.
Lot. You can't do any fireworks.
Come on, man. Like,
you have to go away from the hotel.
Well, how far do we got to go?
You got to go far. You can't be near the hotel. We don't allow fireworks on our property.
Hey, ask them if we could do sparklers in the room.
Sparklers?
You're in public, so the police
sparklers?
Will actually come.
Just sparklers, you know?
No, you can't do anything.
No sparklers, either. Well, if it just one of them be all right. Dwight, light that one. Light that one. Watch, like this one. I think this one's...
Hey, I'm trying. I got this.
You can't light any of the...
I got it.
Sir?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay,
you
guys are lighting up.
All right,
that's awesome.
Oh, shit. This one higher than I thought.
All right, so the fire... Oh, he's gone. I don't know how to stop that immediately. There we go.
Did you hear me? He's like, I had you let him quit.
Yeah, you let him...
We're sending security.
And you're fighting. That's great. That's perfect. He's like, great, my fucking night.
Heisenberg says do fireworks on the roof since they don't own the airspace.
Good evening, thanks for calling Holiday Inn Express and Suites downtown Tacoma. This is Mitch. I can't help you today.
How do you turn off the fire machine? The fire alarm?
What floor are you on?
To reset it.
What floor are you on?
Well, what do I do just to reset it? What would I have to do?
What floor are you on, sir?
Oh, well, I'm on the ground floor, but I'm not in the hotel right now.
Where are you?
I'm in the garage.
What floor in the garage are you?
In my garage. My house. I haven't left yet.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Well, because I don't know how to
this turn is a hotel. We don't...
Well, you guys have the same alarm. I stole it from a hotel, just like yours.
Then why don't you call the fire department? Have a good night.
Well, they don't... They told me I had to call you. I like how he's like I like how when he picks up again he's thinking motherfuckers weren't outside, they were inside the fucking room. My night just got even better now. You know,
cause it just like,
what floor
from you were outside gonna set the fireworks off, here's the thing going off, what floor are you on?
What floor are you on? He was a little panicky. I got a little worried.
He should have been like, I'm lying on Richie, bitch, I'm walking the ceiling. Or dance on the ceiling. I'm watching, they're showing the Space Needle in Seattle?
Yeah, yeah.
They're showing and fucking lighting a bunch of fireworks off of that motherfucker right now. It is. They're putting on a fucking show off.
Well, I was trying to call a McDonald's close to it, and I was going to have the fireworks. Is that live, or was that just earlier?
It had to be within the last half hour.
Well, they can't still be live.
I don't know, but it's bigger than what they did in fucking Times Square.
Yeah.
I mean, they got fireworks going up the damn tower, blowing off sideways, going off the top of that son of a bitch.
They go bottle boom.
I mean, they've literally been, for the last minute, like, just nonstop fireworks off the fucking Space Needle.
That's awesome. It's very phallic looking, right? You know what phallus? You know what a phallus is?
Yeah, it looks like my penis.
Oh, wow. How'd you know that word? That's good.
I learned it.
I did. I'm sorry, man. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to say it like that. I'm just being a
I did go to college for 1 year. I found what I found extremely funny is I found one of those, take this test. I bet we can guess your, the highest grade you completed. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it. So I'm sitting there answering the questions. I'm going to get to the end. It's like, you've either completed a 4-year degree or are very close to completing. I'm like, not even close.
You went to
DeVry. I was like, I fucking did 1 year of college, you son of a bitch.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th.
What can I do for you?
Oh, hey, what's the policy for fireworks here?
We do not allow fireworks on our property at all.
Yeah, but, you know, we're here outside right now. We figured it'd be all right a little bit here, right here where we're at.
I don't know where here is.
Oh, we're here.
Like...
these guys here, they don't respect. Look at this. Like, we have the right of way out here.
I can barely hear you.
We have the right of way out here, you know? We have the right of way, and they're driving like maniacs out here. Do what now?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm just saying, the people here are real disrespectful when they're driving around when there's people walking and people out in the parking lot of the hotel. You know? The
I'm
way
sorry
they drive.
About that.
Yeah. Anyway, so do you have matches that we can run and get real quick for this? Or?
No, we don't. We don't allow fireworks on property, and lighting them off can get you kicked out.
We're way far away, though, you know?
If you're going to light them off, you have to go at least to the sidewalk. You're not on our property.
The 4th of July. I'm right by my car.
If your car is on property, then you can't be.
Right.
You can't be lighting them off anywhere on property. Is what
I'm
warning about.
Tell him we're sovereign citizens. He can't tell us what to do.
Yeah, just
I
matches.
Hear what you said.
Dwight, man, you can't talk like that. He can hear you. I got you on speakerphone, man.
We're sovereign citizens. You can't tell us what to do with our car.
All right, so hang on. I got a letter right here. So sound a bit. Hang on, watch me.
This is a Sovereign Citizens Brigade right here, motherfucker.
Alright, get hung up.
Oh, that's probably when I called him a motherfucker.
I don't know. Hello?
It's called Claudia, and how can I help you?
Yeah, how do you turn off the fire alarm?
Fire alarm?
Yeah.
You can't turn it off, only the fire department can.
But there's a code, right, that I just put in?
Are you here at the Quality Inn?
Well, I mean, I have this fire alarm that's going off. I don't know how I would turn it off if it was going off, you know?
Hey, Cross. Try up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, so BA start. Try the contra code.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
So is there anything I can do for you, or just calling the call?
Well, because we just really would like to know how to turn off the fire alarm.
You can't turn off fire alarms. Are you here on property? Because I'm not even sure if you're even here, because I didn't even hear a fire alarm go off.
I mean, I don't know why you'd think you'd hear it. I don't know. I just...
We hit it with a...
going off over the phone.
Oh, okay. We just used a baseball bat. It's fine.
I don't think you're even here on property.
No, I'm inside my house. My
house. Hello. I'm going to end up hanging up now because it didn't seem like you're needing anything. You're
hey, I'm in my house, all right? Shit. Oh, my God.
How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, how do you shut off the fire alarm?
In what room?
Just in the room I'm standing in general, just so, it, you know, that we could make sure that it didn't interrupt anybody, you know?
And what hotel are you in?
Well, I mean, that's the number I'm calling. It's the one that's on the, you know.
Okay, and what hotel are you at?
Days Inn 5.
Yeah, that's here. Okay. And your guys' alarm is going off right now.
No, not yet. We haven't done anything. We're just thinking, like, if we wanted it not to go off, like, what would be the best thing to do?
All right, can you just give me a second?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. No,
all right, just a second.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
What's up? All right, man. Yep. All right, and your question was, sir?
Are you about done?
Yes, sorry. I just finished with the customer.
Yeah, I could tell, yeah.
Your question
like
was?
If we don't want the fire alarm to go off, how would be the best way to make sure that it didn't interrupt, you know, anything?
Cool. So, I'm a pretty cool guy, but, what room are you in?
I don't really feel at all that much comfortable.
Really? Because I work here and I'm the supervisor and I need to know.
Yeah, I know, but...
This question is really, really...
Well, I mean, either the alarm can go off or it can go on. I don't know, you know? I mean, what...
It's going to go off regardless if you guys are smoking in the room. And it will aware me downstairs.
It will aware you?
The light for you guys' room will pop on.
Oh, man. All right, but this is like a deposit we got to pay, right?
Yes.
This is a lot of money.
Excuse me?
It doesn't really do that much. Come on, why don't you come up here, you know?
What room?
I mean, you have to make a gentleman's agreement. You're going to come up here first, you know, and be with us.
Yeah, understandable. I just don't know what room you're in.
Yeah, but, you partake, you know, and, you know, we've got three ladies here, you know.
So. That's understandable. All right, don't worry. Like I said, I'm a good guy. I just don't know what room you're in, and I don't want to walk upstairs for nothing.
Yeah, but I'm just really afraid you're trying to mess around.
No, you're good. Trust
me, you're
good.
In shit.
No,
that's
all right.
I'm gonna just like look it up, or I think we're just gonna like take it down, right?
You don't believe, do you? I understand how you feel right now.
Yeah, I mean, because I got a job and stuff, you know, I gotta protect.
Understandable. So. That's.
Would it be best if we just don't? Is that what you're trying to say? I mean.
No, I mean, if you're trying to. Yes? Sorry, can you just give me a second? So, can you call me back in 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just put everything on hold for you. Yeah, okay.
All right,
bye. Waiting on Dropbox to open on this computer so I can...
Open up Dropbox. Open wide and take the load.
And we'll get there. But your shit. Look how the guy's just like, yeah, I'm cool, you know, I'm a pretty cool guy, but you gotta tell me I'm a manager. Like he actually went to River to smoke weed. He's like, you know, I don't care, man. I'm cool. I'm glad that it chose us. I'm cool, guy.
Okay, man.
Hello?
Yeah, is that 107?
Yeah.
Well, this is the front desk. This is Cross. Okay, we're getting a complaint that you folks are in there maybe lighting off some fireworks. We have some noise complaints.
Not I.
Okay, have you heard fireworks? Because, listen, we don't want any fucking trouble, all right? Like, it's New Year's. We don't want any fucking trouble. So don't be going off, starting trouble here, all right? Because I'll get you kicked out on your ass. You understand?
Jesus.
Huh? Cross. I'm the manager. I'm the night manager over here. And I don't want any trouble, and I don't want any trouble.
We don't have no fireworks at all. Sorry for the troubles, but it's not us.
All right, well, I mean, the computer here says it's coming from your room. God damn it.
We don't have no fireworks.
God damn motherfucking fireworks, motherfucker, you. Bringing those fucking fireworks in this motherfucker.
I don't know.
I don't have fucking time for that shit, motherfucker, you. You on the fucking stand?
You got the wrong number.
Don't let off any more motherfucking fireworks in this motherfucker.
You have the wrong number. I don't know who you
are. Right.
Thank you for calling them. Please hold while I try.
Can I do one?
Yeah, this is 104.
Okay, 104.
They're low as fuck, though, man.
Hello?
How you doing? Is this room 104?
Yes, room 4.
How you doing? This is Brent from the front desk. I'm calling regarding a disturbance that has been reported regarding your room.
How disturbance in the room? I'm asleep.
I'm sorry. Can you speak up just a little bit?
I said, how can disturbance come from my room if I was asleep?
Well, we got a report from one of your neighbors. They said there was some loud banging and what sounded like power tools being used in your room.
I have no
problem
tools in my room.
Okay. But this isn't the first incident we've had tonight. I understand that it's possible that the noise is not coming from your room. But we do have to let you know that you're not allowed to rent any more pay-per-view movies and have them billed to your room. You're allowed 3 during one stay. You've exceeded 15.
Room 3?
No, you're allowed 3 pay-per-view purchases during one stay in your room, and you've purchased 15. So we can't allow you to purchase any more pay-per-views for your room.
I never ordered that none of my room.
Yeah, well, I have a list here currently of 15 pay-per-views. The first one is Cream Street 3 Back in Action. Do you recall ordering such a movie?
No, I remember ordering no movies on no TV.
Yeah, it's an adult film.
I don't order movies on TV.
There was, let's see here, Lawrence of Arabia.
This is the office talking to me.
I'm sorry. Who is that being aggressive in the background?
It's not about being aggressive in my back. It's my lady friend. She's trying to say reason why. I don't know why y'all first time calling me and telling me I'm ordering stuff on TV.
Yes.
I don't
the third film, Big Black Pussy Pumpers. Is this one that you partake in?
When?
It was rented at 10:35 p.m. Yesterday.
Can we talk about this tomorrow morning? I'll come to the office.
Well, there's nothing to really speak about. I mean, all the charges are valid, and you'll be charged for them. They are $9.99 each, and there was 15 purchases.
Mm-hmm.
The other titles were Biotanic, Latina Cream Pie Holocaust, Dachu Double Penetration, Buchenwald Bukkake, and Tugboat, and let's see here, Frozen. That seems quite odd. But that's there's quite a few others. Boy Beats Boy. I mean, no judgment, sir. But I'm just saying you're not allowed to purchase any more until the bill is brought current.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more profane ones is Fuck the Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Foot Job Fanatics.
Well, I'll talk to you. I'll come to the office. We'll talk
the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And ooh, goddamn.
This is a fun play.
Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is the front manager.
Yeah.
I understand this is room 4. You had a conversation with Dwight regarding the charges that are looking like they're appearing on your account, on your room?
What account?
Your account that you have, your tab that you have with us.
About what do we have on our account?
Pornographic television movies.
What kind of television movies?
Fuck the Movie, it's called. Sex. Big letters, Sex, the Movie, it says.
Okay, with all due respect, like, I've never ordered any of your movies. Michael doesn't order any movies.
Okay.
He doesn't have no credit card to order any movies.
Well, Michael needs to pay for this shit. He put it on the room, and he needs to pay for this shit.
Well, it's just disrespectful that you guys have to call in here and saying, asking if there's a prostitute in here when I'm in here. It's super disrespectful. That's like me calling in and asking if there's a prostitute in your room.
Well, we have a report of Haitian prostitutes and from the West Indies,
okay,
and stuff in the
yes,
area.
I know that, but ever since that I've been here, there's no prostitute in this room.
Uh-huh.
And it would be a little respectful if you guys call and trying to know there's a lady in here. Like, that would be very disrespectful for me to call over there and be like, hey, Michael, is there any prostitute in your room? Like, come on now.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't know if he was in danger, if there was a prostitute maybe holding him, you know, at knife point.
No, that's not a prostitute, and I don't know about the movie because I don't know what's going on.
He watched, maybe he watched the pornography. Maybe he, you know, masturbated, maybe, you know, and watched the pornography.
Well, I don't know what's going on when I'm at work, but when I'm here, like, I've never ordered a movie. I've never seen him order a movie.
Well, ask him. Did he masturbate it? Because it's in the day that it happened.
Well, I don't know. He's coming to the office. Because when I'm here, I never see that. And when I'm gone for work, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but ask him now. He's there in the room. He's all angry.
I know. He's coming over there with you guys because I'm trying to go to sleep.
Oh, right now?
I'm calling and asking. Yeah, he's heading over there.
Okay, well, listen, you need to keep it down, all right? Because you're the woman and he's the man, so we'll take care of it from here. The woman doesn't need to, you know, be trying to interject. It's the man's business, you know, the husband's business to take care of it, you know?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You shut up, okay?
Excuse you, like, this is going to probably involve police because you're not going to call me and tell me to shut up.
No, you shut up. You shut up and you shut up.
I did not do anything to you.
Hey, toi, you shut up.
I don't know if you're fucking drunk, but shut the fucking ass up because I will call the police on you right now. Because
for what? For saying shut up?
For you to call me, let me call the police on you.
Don't call. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's a waste of police resources.
No, that's not good. Shut up and you shut up. I had to simple it down. It had to be fuck the movie and sex, really big bold letters, sex. Because the other that's just going to be like, well, pussy pumpers, what? It worked. I just put the image of fucking and sex in her and she's like, wait a minute. She's straight up like, I don't know what my husband does when I'm at work. Maybe he is jerking off, but this ain't the time to be calling about this shit.
I take his privileges. He didn't get the jerk off unless I'm in the room.
She said he was on the way, but I almost thought I heard him there for a second in the background towards the end when I said shut up. I told her shut up. What's she gonna do? He said shut up. Oh my god. Alright, let me just say I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm sorry that, you know, I was upset and that I said that. I'm sorry.
Where are you coming from?
Hmm?
Where are you calling from? If you call this number again, prank calling my customers, I will call the police.
No.
Do not call here again.
Please, no. Please,
bitch.
Don't, motherfucker.
Don't call here again.
I'm in my house.
I know.
We're in Eric Foreman's basement.
That's what I said I was going to do.
Calling my customers.
Why is that so funny to me? I'm in my house.
False is called back.
They took their phone off of service because they probably had two people show up already. What the fuck?
I did not rent Big Black Pussy Popper.
Oh my god. All I had to do was say, shut up. Shut up.
Shut your mouth.
But because they're heading to get another room before they went on lockdown. Fuck the movie.
If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time.
Another one.
One plus their room number. For example, to reach room 1, dial 1.
Did I dial the same fucking place?
Room 20, dial 120.
No, it's a different place.
Or to reach our front desk, please dial 0.
Well, we'll find out. If not, we're going to get the cops called, I guess.
Yeah, how you doing there, buddy? Listen, I'm just walking back. You guys got rooms available?
I have nothing available.
You got some or none?
I have nothing available.
Oh, okay, because I ran into a friend and he wanted a room and I told him he couldn't stay with me. But listen, these fucking cars are coming quick out here. What is the property, the fireworks property? He can go.
Yeah, go. He's a dickhead.
Yeah, I'm sitting there saying these fucking cars go by fast.
These fucking cars, they don't respect anything around here.
I don't give a shit.
If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any.
No.
Yeah, I ran out of cell service. Listen, so what's the firework policy here? It's the new year and stuff, and I got some fireworks that I got out of state.
I have nothing available, okay? Don't call me again.
No, I have a room. I stay there.
What
is he not getting about that?
All right, let's just call one of his people, because he's a dick motherfucker. Let's call
him
before.
Actually, call him back so I call him a fucking motherfucker.
Thank you for calling us. Please hold.
I don't know what
that.
Did you hit buttons or was it just me?
No, I didn't hit buttons. George says it sounds like homosexual hotel.
Welcome to Homo Hotel.
I'm gonna let you know you're a cocksucking a motherfucker. You know that?
Fuck you, asshole. Get the fuck out.
Fuck you.
You see this? I'm just gonna start kicking cars. And then we just went.
Call him back and I'll do it.
Yeah, but you got something to kick over there? Like, or I don't know.
No,
like,
I can't make a whole hell of a lot of noise and I'll just make this sound like
I gotta find something to make a car being kicked kind of sound. If I could find a can, I don't have a can on me. Shit.
He's picking up and hanging up now.
Damn it, I really wanted to do that. Alright, let's just call another hotel and say from the beginning that we're gonna just say that you're kicking. You're walking back and you're gonna start kicking cars.
Would have been crazy. You would have been real pissed if you said I'm kicking cars.
Act drunk so you can't find your car and then just say you're gonna start kicking the shit out of cars. And it's just go, and I'll go.
I got an idea.
This is another one just like that. Oh, God.
They hired the same fucking guy to do it.
108. Whoops.
I can give you Zion. Zion's a real nice one.
Hello?
Yeah, is that room 8?
This is room 8. Can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm the old crotchety fuck at the front desk. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, fantastic. Listen, have you taken a look just over the headboard to the left side of the bed in the last hour?
In what area?
Just to the left of the headboard where your bed is.
My bed's in the one room. Then there's one in the living room area.
Yeah. Well, listen, I had previously, before you had actually stayed here, I had drilled a hole, probably about 3 inches in circumference. And at night, I like to slide my penis through this hole into the other room to see what type of action I can get. Can you go look and see if the hole has made it all the way through?
Let me tell you something, guy. You are freaking weird.
Well, there's no debating that, sir, but I still need to have my work done.
No, you can go work somewhere else.
Sir, I'm not asking you to touch the penis with your bare hands, but maybe a kiss on the tip.
I don't care what you say, asshole.
Just give it a kiss on the tip and let me know it's through.
Let me tell you one freaking thing. You call this room again, I'm taking it up with the manager.
I am the manager.
No, I know the manager personally.
Like sexually?
And what's his name?
Well, my name is Hank, and I'm the manager.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I know the manager. His name is James.
No. James is a day shift manager. I am the night manager, hence the manager of the entire establishment.
Well, I'm going to take this up with James in the morning.
Okay, well, James answers to me. I don't answer to James.
You're going to answer to Mary then.
No, I don't answer to Mary either. Mary's a woman.
Yes, and I know her very, very well.
Sir, if you keep this up, I'm going to come in and I'm going to take a shit in your toilet and I'm not going to flush.
You come in this room, I'm filing a complaint against you and the establishment.
So you say you know Mary very well? Are you fucking Mary?
Yes, I do.
You're fucking her.
I am not fucking her. She is the owner of this property.
No, Mary's not the owner.
Yes, she is. And her husband's name is
Patrick.
That's incorrect.
She lost. No, she lost it to the IRS.
Goodbye.
I purchased it.
Mary's the head madam of the brothel. The brothel part of the business.
What guy? He was so pissed he was hitting extra buttons on the way down.
All right, now start. Let's try the old guy again.
James, I don't like the way you treat me. I'm going to start kicking fucking cars until I find yours. James is too quick on the trigger.
All right. Oops, wrong one. All right, I have a different one here. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, look at this conversation, IRC. Dustburn Dedges says, let me nut in you, George. George says, okay. And then Dustburn Dedges calls him gay.
Hey, I forgot the best. Brian speaking, how may I help you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Listen, I'm staying with you guys. I'm trying to find my car, but there's too many cars that look like mine. And I'm going to just start kicking fucking cars until I find mine.
I was just not doing that, sir.
Why not?
Because those are other people's property.
Yeah, but it's a new year, and I've been drinking, and this girl I like, she told me she don't like me, and I left the bar alone. I need to find my car. I'm just going to, hang on, I'm going to kick this one. This one looks like my, hang on.
Sir, are you in the parking lot?
Hang on, I'm going to do this. I didn't kick it hard enough, hang on. I'll find out. Dice or something. No, that's a van. Sir, I need help. Sir.
There he goes. Yeah, the problem is it's believable for like a second, and then I don't know. if I got to get the sound effect of it going.
I think it would be really, really good with the fireworks. You know, you let the fireworks off, and then the car alarms are going off.
Yeah.
And
we'll do the
vibration shit.
All right, we'll do the whole production then. This one's in a downtown. I don't think we should do it there. I don't think it's going to be believable.
Fucking Mad 92 says get ran over, Dwight.
Jesus. Yeah,
because they wouldn't call the fucking 911 to have someone come out and find me.
Yeah, not at all. Okay.
Oh, even though that place is probably looking for the asshole kicking the Dodge Neons out in the parking lot.
He said he kicked the Dodge Neon.
I'm like, hi, Dodge Neons are high.
All right, we're going to do fireworks. I'll start off with the fireworks policy.
All right, yep. We got it.
All right, we'll bring this up with James in the water.
Good evening, thanks for calling. This is Mitch. How can I help you today?
Hey, Mitch. How you doing, man?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
What's the policy on fireworks?
Would you quit calling me, please? You're wasting my time.
Oh, did I call you earlier? Oh. I didn't even know I called him earlier. I did call him earlier. Oops. All right, well, we can't talk to him. Let me find the other hotels in this town that we haven't called yet.
How can I help you?
Yay, I was wondering, what's the fireworks policy here?
Here at the hotel?
Yeah, the fireworks policy. We were walking back and we saw this brother named Lysol. He was like, hey, what's up, man? He had a box of fireworks. He sold it to us for $20.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to light it here.
Well, I'm not going to do it inside, though. I'm outside here where my car's at.
Yeah, I believe you're not allowed to fly, and that's like Washington. I'm not too familiar with Washington, the law, but I know that you're not allowed to do it in like a residential area. Like this area, it has to be like, not... I'm not quite sure. I just know it's not allowed here.
Do you have matches?
I do not.
All right. I think I might have a lighter. Hang on. Here we go.
Sorry, you need a match?
Yeah. Just she said it's cool over here by my car. So just put it right by my car.
Yeah, here. I got a box of matches.
Yeah, right over there.
Hello?
Yeah, we just got some sparklers. That's all we got. All right, go ahead.
Oh, sparklers? That should be fine.
Oh yeah, but they go boom like that, you know.
Oh no, you're not allowed to do it out there.
She said it's fine.
Where are you?
She said it's fine.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm like no lie.
Yeah. Ah, shit.
How can I help you?
Yeah, can you find out who has this car and have them come down here and turn off the alarm? She's not interested anymore.
I'm sitting there trying to act like I'm lighting matches and I'm doing this number.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to make it sound.
I got her on the... She said it's okay. Like, no.
Oh, she's like, oh, sparklers? Oh, that's okay. Like, okay, yeah, these are the sparklers that go boom.
They go boom. These ones go boom. All right.
Actress is oh Jesus my ears. That's probably when you said everything.
Guys,
else.
You gotta hold your ears for this one. This is special.
This is Justice. How can I help you?
Hey Justice, how you doing? Justice rules this world, right? All right.
Hello.
Justice rules this world. Am I right?
Yes.
hey. So what's the firework policy here?
I believe we cannot set any fireworks off at this
Yeah, but I'm back, you know, by the cars and shit. It's all right, right?
No, that's not.
I mean, then why would the guy sell them to me here on his way out?
Guys were selling to you on the property?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a few of the people that are here.
They can't do that.
You don't know Lysol?
The guys say. You say yes and no.
What about sparklers? Just the sparklers. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what about the sparklers then?
I don't think so. Just because you're not supposed to be outside.
Can you speak up? I'm outside. I can't hear you with the traffic. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, no fireworks. I think I made that very clear.
What did he say? Yes or no? What did he say?
He said no fireworks, but the sparklers are cool.
No, I did not hear that.
He said no fire them up?
Do you guys have matches?
We do not carry matches up.
All right, use the... Dwight, use your lighter.
All right, hang on. The cheap Bic.
Sir?
Hello?
How do you turn this off?
Oh, my fuck.
Holy shit.
God damn.
This car, do you know who has this car out here?
I have no idea.
Shit. I mean, it is fucked up. Holy shit, it is fucked up.
God damn. That's what they get for driving a Kia, I guess.
What a piece of shit that was. These things, the alarm eventually goes off, right? Hey. You there? Hello? Hello? He stopped talking. I think he maybe ran outside and goes.
Yeah, on this end, it goes all silent when you actually light everything off. You can't hear shit.
Justice, how can I help you?
And what happened, Justice? I lost you.
No, I had to switch calls. Sorry about that.
Oh, for real? All right, well, the car stopped alarming, at least.
Yeah, are you guys on the property currently?
We're on a property. We're at the inn. Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, so... I guess that's all. We were calling to ask about your fireworks policy, but...
Oh, yeah, we can't. We can't do any of that fireworks.
Yeah, well, we already lit them off, so...
Can I get your room number, please?
Huh?
Can I get your room number, please?
I'd rather not, just because the way you're acting right now. You need my room number?
Yes.
I'm in my bathroom, my toilet right now.
Why is he acting?
This is out of hand. Local time.
It's getting re-god damn ridiculous.
Jesus.
Hello, and thank you for calling. For the front desk or reservations, please dial 0.
I'll transfer you now.
I hope that's not central. Oh, shit.
Hey, listen, I'm walking back to the room. It's the 4th of July. No, it's New Year's. Oh.
Right.
I'm on my way, and this guy outside the bar, he sold me a box of fireworks, and I want to know what your guys' fireworks policy is.
Well, you can do whatever you want in a barbershop parking lot.
No, it's not a barbershop, it's a bar.
No, in the barbershop parking lot that's on our park, that's right next to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there, but you can do whatever you want in that parking lot.
Yeah, but I'm almost by where all the cars are.
Okay.
Well, like the parking lot?
Yeah. Okay, well, you can do it there, too.
In the parking lot where for the hotel?
No, well, okay, when you look at the hotel, you'll see the barbershop.
Yeah.
That's, like, basically our parking lot, but it's not, it's there.
Is it a black barbershop?
No.
Oh.
It's a Korean.
I just put it down the box because it was a little heavy over in the parking lot of the hotel, and this guy, this guy's smoking by my box. Hey, hang on, pull your cigarette out. The fireworks. You're gonna end up setting stuff off.
Talking about, man.
No, you can't smoke by my fire. Hang on, ma'am. I got this guy. Don't you guys
set him?
I'm in the parking lot. Ashes get on there. Can I set him up?
Are you sure you're in our parking
lot? Pull your cigarette out. Oh my god, you son of a bitch. I'm not in the parking lot. You motherfucker. This fucking bullshit. I paid $25. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this guy set him off.
Okay, well, I don't think you're in our parking lot.
Yeah, I am. It's not my fault. It's him.
No, you're not in our parking lot.
Yeah, I am. It's him. Not me, though.
The car's on fire.
There's a Kia on fire.
There's a Kia on fire?
That's a Kia. You should be driving a Kia. That's what he did.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm what?
This is
I'm in the parking lot.
Okay, I'm coming out.
Hurry up.
No, hurry. I can't hear when the fireworks go
sorry.
Off
yeah, I know.
Right it's, away. So I yeah. People are like, oh, it's a delayed response. I'm like, yeah, I can't hear them when they first go off.
Yeah, it's...
Sloth is like, it's a piece of shit Kia on fire. Now guess 89 is saying, come out, bitch.
Come out, bitch. Oh, man.
I just about spit my beer all over the fucking screen.
That was a good reaction. She's like, fuck the barbershop. They must have beef with them. They're not black.
Maybe it was a barbershop that closed down. Like, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want over there.
She said they're Korean. She didn't say they were Korean. They are Korean, so I'm guessing they're still there. It's like, fuck them.
They got beef with them. They're just like, you can do whatever the fuck you want over there. I don't give a shit. Shoot up that Huron.
They're all always loud and they fucking stink. Look at them. They got that smell. That's what she just said probably about.
They're over there always cooking fish and rice. That's bullshit.
If you want somewhere to play dominoes with your crew and get really fucking rowdy, just go over to Barbershop parking lot.
Oh, what's up? I didn't know. I forgot you were here. What's up?
I was able to sneak him in when I got disconnected from you.
Oh, wow. Hey, Bob Vance. What's up, man?
Hey, good to hear from you, Carlito. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I'll punch you. All right. You want to call her back?
Yeah. I just got to come up with some excuse, though.
We're going to be in your house, and I'll play this shit. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, and thank you for calling. If you know the guest room number, dial it now. For the front desk or reservation, please dial 0.
You're going to like this.
I'll transfer you now.
Jesus, Sloth. Yeah, listen, I just realized what I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on my Xbox, and I was yelling at the TV, and I had it up loud, and you probably thought it was fireworks outside. I'm in my house.
Okay.
Sauce is threatening to kill her. Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, Jesus.
Tell her you're going to kill her and rape her. You know?
fucker in that order.
Oh, George about every other call is like threatened to rape her. Jesus Christ, George.
Yeah. Does he get like that on Neon Show? Does he threaten to rape women? He's not like, the dead will straight up do that. Do you ever get him on your show?
Like, oh, I don't know. Every time I've had the dead on, he just throws the N-word around a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. And he's
you ever notice that? Like, you're like, oh, yeah, and you shouldn't do that on your shows. And the only time I really did it was when we would call Block Talk Radio. And it was just because they were being super racist. And it would bring it out of me. Like, I'm like, dude, I got to fight fire with fire with these motherfuckers.
You have a right to defend
yourself. Like, every show after that, there's none of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I still love the fake madhouse.
Oh my god, you guinea fucking what fucking whatever.
You ain't the real madhouse, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, that hotel. Oh shit, what was that hotel? Because they had the book. I can just control her. They have dial room. Let's try to get 108.
Expo says threaten to George them.
I'ma George you.
Hello, and thank you for.
I'll transfer you now.
Yeah, do that, honey baby. There probably is. Oh my god.
Hello, and thank
you. I'll transfer you now.
It's either 101 or 106.
You like how the man greets you, and then you want to be transferred, and the woman's like, okay, I'll transfer you now.
Front desk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing, who's this?
This is Cross.
Okay.
I was just laying here. What you thinking about?
Okay, bye.
You know, I got her.
that's some creepy George shit right there.
What you thinking about? Fucking guy. Fucking nasty perverted guy. Hey, what you thinking about? Let go.
I got a roll full of quarters, some lube, and a fucking half bottle of orange juice. What are you thinking about?
Yeah. Alright, so what were the ones really early on?
What is the orange juice for, though?
Please hold while I try that extension.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is the front desk. We have an issue here with your room. It's been billed to several pornographic movies.
It's been what?
You've had several pornographic movies billed to your room.
Usually, I haven't turned the TV on once.
Yeah, well, the computer says otherwise. And
okay, what does it say then?
Well, it has you down for, looks like, it says Big Black Pussy Pumpers.
Oh my god.
And
okay.
Has,
okay, well, it says, what does it cost or whatever?
Fuck the movie.
Yeah.
And okay. Sex, all bold letters.
Oh my god, okay, well, what is it saying that the price is or whatever of that crap?
One was a special for just $1.99. Sex the movie is a new release, so that's $22.99. It's an HD 3D. And Big Black Pussy Pumpers is
$12.99. Oh my god, okay.
Okay.
Well, can I turn to... Can I, when I come down there to pay you that, can I give you the remote back?
I don't, the remote, what do you mean? Do you want to give me the remote
I mean,
back?
I don't want the remote. I mean, I don't know how that got on there, so I'm just saying if, I didn't turn the TV on once, and if you're saying I got those movies.
Well, you need to pay remote for this shit, motherfucker, and now, alright, so a fucking remote ain't gonna do shit. It's gotta be paid, goddammit.
Okay.
Alright, you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so take the remote and shove it up your asshole. Why don't you do that?
Is this really the front desk?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a front desk.
What front desk?
At a major establishment.
Like where?
Due to HIPAA compliance, we can't really say that.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm with the front desk.
Okay.
Alright, so you take that remote, little honey. Sweetie, honey, baby, and you put it right up your asshole, alright?
Okie dokie.
We don't want it
your
back.
It sounds like Devin.
It's Devin.
It sounds like...
Hey.
Is it really?
Yeah, what's up?
What's your last name, then?
Oh, come on. I've been drinking and jerking off a lot tonight. I'm thinking about you.
What's your last name?
I don't want to tell you. I don't like your attitude.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up now.
All right. Bye,
Happy
honey.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Happy
okay,
New Year.
Bye.
Bye. I love you. Will you go out with me? Oh, shit. All right.
I was really waiting when she said a front desk query for you to go at my house and then.
Oh, damn it. I forgot.
I was so waiting
why
for
did
it.
I fucking forget that whole thing? God damn it. Let's try to call her back. She won't pick
and
up.
And then the porn names. I was like, oh, see, Dwight does the Amazonians.
I'll do it to the front desk. All right. Please hold
while I. Excuse me.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Can you help out with the problem that we're having in the bathroom?
Do what?
We have a problem in the bathroom.
What's the problem in the bathroom?
We need something cleaned up.
I don't do any cleaning.
Well, no. It's clogged up and there's shit everywhere.
What room are you in?
Hey, you know what? I want you to get down here.
What room are you in?
Get the fuck down here and get your face in my ass. Shit. That counts. That counts. That counts.
Right there.
Got him. That counts. Right? Do what now? Did he really say do what now?
Do what now?
For guest room reservations, press 1. For the sales and catering department, press 2. For guest services, or to reach an in-house guest,
0.
Press 0.
Please hold.
My name's Gabriel. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey.
Yes, sir.
I got a problem in the bathroom here.
Which one?
In my bathroom.
You're in what's your room number?
It's clogged up everywhere. There's shit everywhere.
What room are you in?
This one right here.
So what do you want? Are you in a bathroom in the lobby?
Yeah.
Okay, so which are you next to the one next to the bar or in the back hallway?
The back hallway.
Back hallway?
I'm gonna take a shit all over you.
Okay, I'll send somebody back there right now.
Shit all over him.
Okay, so there's somebody in the. Okay, I'll send somebody back there. One second.
Eat my shit.
So there's someone in the restroom right now. Like, do you want me to send security back or housekeeping?
I'm taking a shit. I'm taking a shit. I'm taking a shit right now.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, I need you to come back here.
Do you need like toilet paper or something? Like,
yeah, that's it. There you go. Bring that nice little tongue of yours, a nice warm tongue of yours. That's a good one for you right there. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I'm in the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, I need some.
And is this a serious call?
Yeah, I need someone to come here.
For what?
For this.
For what?
Okay, all right.
I want you should have asked that guy if you could take a shit on his chest. I do that all the time at Facebook Live now. It's like after we get all, you know, in a heated arguments and they want to argue and stuff. And I was like, listen, I just ate some real fucking nasty Taco Bell. My stomach's riled up. Can I come over there and take a shit on your chest? And they're like, oh, you nasty bitch.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they usually get pretty pissed off at that shit. That and just like when you say they look good and shit like that.
to oh, the I love doing them from the Lenny account. Yeah, using the Lenny one and hitting on men with it. You look as sexy as fuck right now.
The one dude in the car with the three girls, he's like, motherfucker, man, you don't be speaking my name. You don't be speaking on my name. Like, shit.
I had been cracking on everyone in that video besides him, and he thought it was so funny until I got to him.
Yeah.
And he flipped out because, like, the girl in the back seat, I was like, that bitch, you need to feed that bitch, you know, because there was a big chunk out of the shoulder of his seat. And I was like, look at that fucking bitch. She looked like a horse. She'd been gnawing on his fucking seat and shit. I was like, somebody give her a carrot. And I was going to their pages because he had tagged all their names at the top of the post for the video.
Yeah.
So I'm in there looking up all this shit. I'm like, oh, we're so
good day, and thank you for calling the for reservations, please press 1. For all other inquiries, please press 0, and we'll be able to assist you. Have a great day.
Please hold.
Thank you for this is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, I tried to make it to the toilet. Do you guys, the wheelchair accessible?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I need help. I gotta make a poo-poo and I can't get on the toilet by myself.
Okay, well, what room are you in?
I'm not in my room. I'm in the bathroom.
What bathroom?
My lobby bathroom.
You're in the lobby bathroom?
Lobby.
Okay, I'll send security over there.
Oh, no, someone click it. Oh, no.
Sorry?
It's crying.
Thank you for calling the...
I'm in the lobby bathroom. There is a guy here, and he has shit all over himself.
Okay, I'm sending security over there.
Yeah, you need to, like, have a clothespin on your nose when you come in here. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll send security.
Oh, my God.
Tears in my eyes.
He's going to put a clothespin up in that nose. You're thinking about coming in this fucking bathroom. Just trying to help out.
No,
fuck yeah, dude. Prank all night, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. 24 hours. Let's do it right now. Let's make it happen.
I'm going to the gym tomorrow, and then I'm going to watch the Lions-Packers game on prime time.
You know what pissed me off like a motherfucker? You know what? I'm going to drink a whiskey. You know what pissed me off like a motherfucker? Fucking watching the Times Square motherfucker thing. Everything purple, purple, and yellow. Purple and yellow. I don't know if you noticed, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was the Planet Fitness
show. Yeah. Fucking Planet Fitness hats for free. Everyone got a Planet Fitness hat. Planet Fitness commercials. The fucking fireworks are purple and yellow, motherfucker. How much you think those motherfuckers pay for that motherfucking shit?
I don't know what you mean. The gym members paid for
shit. They work on them goddamn Lunkle arms of theirs.
No, I need your Giants to beat Washington tomorrow as a safety net.
Yeah, got news for you, though. They're probably not going to really... We're good. You know, we're in. We got a wild card, right? We got a... There's no way we can lose our wild card, right? And we can't improve on it.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, so...
It's... Basically, I mean, the winners of the Lions and Packers will win the North. And then if Seattle or... Fuck, who's the other team? There's one other team. If they were to lose, the winner of Green Bay and Detroit would get the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? And but Detroit's definitely in if Washington loses, so, regardless of how the game turns out.
I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to Cruz, man, and Odell, and work something out. Fucking Manning, Eli.
It's a horse. It's a horse face Manning.
Eli's a fucking horse. His fucking brain is a horse. He's a fucking horse brain. Fucking stubborn ass. Duh. He has little brilliance, flashes of brilliance. Like his older brother, but every fucking game, he's like, duh. Every game, sure enough, usually in the third fucking quarter, or late, and then all of a sudden, it's a race, like, oh, duh, I should have played the third quarter. Now I gotta play my ass off in the fourth quarter and not make any mistakes if we're going to win. Duh! I did it again.
Seven out of their 8 wins were fourth quarter comebacks.
Yeah. I did it again.
Oh, duh. The lions are like, alright. We're behind again.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to start throwing the fucking ball.
Wait. 7 out of your 8 were fourth quarter wins? You're saying Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Seven out of eight wins were fourth quarter comebacks.
How many of the Giants' losses have been fourth quarter collapses? There probably a lot of them. They've all been pretty much at the beginning of the season. They were following the same pattern as last season. Listen, we didn't do our madhouse fucking thing because of drama. We didn't do our madhouse fantasy football. I did one. I'm in the finals, man. Fucking finals week. I told him, hey, dude, next year, come on, do it week 14. Don't we the last week of the season? Because right now, my starting lineup that gelled and got me the 6th seed, and now I'm in the finals. Half of them.
What you did? You did just a different league.
Yeah, well, another league that I've done. We didn't do the math. This is our first year since 2008, I think, since we haven't done it. Yeah, I didn't launch it in time.
You didn't launch it for the draft.
I was like, fuck it, I hate PCN. And when I felt bad, and I started like getting a hold of Aaron and this and that, and I realized Llama was in it, and Llama doesn't really chill with us anymore. I was like,
we had an outnumbered team, so they were like,
we need a small core, small team. All right, the people that have always been with us or that have won before. So the two listener cats, the guys that are just listeners who joined up, they can get it because they've been with us since the beginning.
It's only easier to get more players. Yeah. Because when you get like 12 teams, it's real.
Slim
pickings.
Yeah. Aaron has won a championship once, and he at least plays. You know what I mean? Bobby Ritter and what's his face? Zyklon has always been pretty good at doing it too.
I actually signed up for a league, and I shit you not, I lost Adrian Peterson, Dez Bryant, and I think fucking Cam Newton got knocked the fuck out like in the week 2. I lost all those guys within the first 2 weeks, and I was like, you know what? I fucking quit. I'm not fucking doing this anymore. But the funny thing was, I was able to sneak Tom Brady at fucking round 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, he suspended 4 games. As soon as fucking his suspension's up, Cam Newton's hitting the fucking bench.
You know what I did? I stopped paying attention to freaking their projected and position rank and stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to do a detailed analysis on the two players myself and how I feel. And I halfway through, I was losing like little scores, like 20, 30, 15 here and there. You know what I mean? No blowouts. But then I'd have dudes benched that got 30 points, 25 points that easily would have made up for that. You know, I could have won. So I said, you know what? Fuck that projected shit. I'm doing my own fucking thing. They don't know shit. I projected this bullshit.
Me and you, every time we played, it was always like a 1 or 2 point fucking game every time.
We had a tie. We had two ties also.
It was always like every season, it was supposed to be a random draw.
Yeah.
But every week 1, it was me and you.
Yeah, it was the kickoff classic of our fantasy football league. It's always like Carlito versus Dwight. Yes.
Every
game went down to 1 point or a tie. One year I beat you, and they took away points on Tuesday after the referee calls were reviewed and shit. I'm like, fuck, I won it. No. Yeah,
I used to sit here and like, you know, I'd have the screen up. I'm watching the games. It's like, all right, I need this motherfucker to get me like 2 catches. Yeah. Like, right, goddamn now.
Look, right now. So this is my final game for the whole championship. I've got Andrew Luck, my starters: Andrew Luck, Bilal Powell, Jay Ajayi from Miami, and Dez Bryant possibly. All of those cats, plus possibly Odell Beckham Jr., all of those who probably stand a good chance of not playing on this weekend, as you know, basically thanks to the fact that they're going to get rested, you know what I mean, for the playoffs.
Dez is probably going to get rested.
Yeah.
With Dak and fucking Elliott.
Yeah, or teams that just have nothing to win anyway, they're just going to let some of their scrubs out there and say, hey, you got to play in the game, you know, here you go. This is your one one season you got to play NFL, you know, hey, it gets you out there a little bit, you know, get the picture view, you frame
Romo's,
it up.
Romo's flapping his arms, yeah. Like, I get to play, I get to play.
Romo probably will get to play, right? They probably sit Dak down. Dak, yeah.
I was hoping fucking they would sit fucking Dak last week. Yeah. But,
hey, Sloth, dude. Sloth is a big fan of football. You, Dwight, you need to get with Sloth. He can drink me under the table when it comes to NFL facts. Going way back, man, he knows all those cats. He's got a bunch of NFL player cards autographed, like all the greats and stuff like that. That got passed down to him from by his family and shit from when he was a kid. He used to go to a lot of conventions, sports conventions, baseball players.
You went to like the Comic Cons to see JDF.
Yeah, he saw all the Phillies players. He's got Pete Rose ball autographed. Yep, and he's got a deck of cards autographed by Pete Rose also. It's pretty cool.
Question by Dustburn Dit. Which player's bulge do you like the most, Sloth?
Bulge? I wonder.
Yeah, package, penis.
I don't see that much. I see more of their asses. You know?
The Lions always had these awful, like, really thin, either silver or white pants. And after they were, like, midway through a game, they were sweating enough. You mm-hmm. could, like, see bare ass cheeks, and it was always on, like, front page Yahoo. They're like, oh, look at, right. you know, the guards, such and such. And, like, all you see is, like, the jock strap, fucking straps, and, like, bare ass.
Right,
like,
right.
God, that's embarrassing.
Dwight, how long you got to be up for? How long can you stay up for? What's going on? What you got going on?
I don't know. Maybe another hour. I've got some beers here still.
All right, fine. How about you? Let's push for 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern. Let's see if we can get that done. If you let me take a break,
because I'm going to do tomorrow is go hit the gym and watch the Lions around 8:30.
Yo, what's up? That's me. And then at night, I'm going to go out to the in-laws' house and get some of that pork and sauerkraut. I'm going to pork the fucking. I'm going to get that big ass of pork on the right there.
You pork bite, and sauerkraut. Bite the pig's ass. Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to come up with show up with a cock ring, and I'm going to say, "Oh, I thought we were doing something else."
I told you earlier.
I wanted to stab at my sister-in-law.
Oh my God!
Like, Jesus Christ!
I told you earlier about the guy that was tattooing that big old woman, right?
Yeah.
On Facebook Live, I told him, I said, "Why don't you take a big old bite out of that onion ass?" And he fucking wouldn't do it. He's sitting there laughing, like literally. I was getting him more views by saying wacky, crazy shit on his Facebook Live.
He's like,
Rosa, I'm going to hire you for my marketing to get me more views and all this shit. He actually added me as a friend after that. I'm like, dude, I was just fucking making fucking jokes about the person you were tattooing. Yeah. I thought it was funny, or people thought it was fucking funny. So did you.
All right. Dwight, cool. Man, brother Dwight, stay on. All right, let's try to get some numbers. Let's try to get me. My Ambi is starting to kick in, but I'm going to go get some water, and I'm going to be straight for a little while. We're doing good here. Ambien. I got Ambien. I got Scotch and Splenda. I got Suntory Japanese Hibiki Harmony Scotch. 12-year malt.
My smoothies is that a guava nectar.
A guava nectar?
Yeah.
What is a guava nectar?
It's from the guava plant.
You're putting that in your smoothies?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That guava nectar, I know where it comes from. I have family that make guava nectar. You don't fuck around with the guava nectar. They add sugar to it. They add a lot of sugar to it.
Well, this was organic shit.
No, organic my ass. Yeah, they were adding some organic sugar to that motherfucker. You watch out. Just because this fruit isn't fruit. Dwight, you need to get with me. I got your back with the smoothie thing. You need to talk to people like Matt and like me. Who've been doing this?
Agave is what it is. And what I read is it's not supposed to affect your blood sugar.
Are you saying agave nectar?
Agave, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were saying guava nectar, which is something completely different from Hispanic.
Agave.
Yeah, agave nectar
Because it's absorbed through your liver and not your.
It's like the purple drink of Puerto Rico, agave nectar. That's what's one of the flavors. You know what I mean?
But yeah. when I add it to a drink, I only put like one or two teaspoons.
Well, that's good. That's good. You don't have to deal with that sourness from the stevia, you know, extract from the Robina plant. You got to pay a top dollar for stevia that doesn't have that licorice aftertaste to it, and they got to be getting it from the middle of the plant. And a lot of these
sauce says nigga agave nectar is basically sugar. No, it's actually better than sugar.
It has a higher glycemic index, Sloth. Come on now. I know you like Sloth knows a lot. Look, listen.
It's absorbed through your liver.
Sloth knows a lot. I have a lot of respect for Sloth. Sloth, I consider him a friend of mine, and he knows a lot. I've learned a lot from him. And we see eye to eye in a lot of things of the world and the matters of science. He's the former host of a show called Science, so he is like our professor here. But Sloth, you know, it has a higher glycemic index. It doesn't metabolize in the body as quick as HCFS would, for example, or just straight up white, you know, refined white honky honk sugar. There's a difference. Agave nectar, yes, it is sugar. Yes, your sugar will go up. But how much will it go up for the amount of sweetness that you're getting? And also the fact that it comes really close to honey and syrup, where I use it myself as a viable alternative. I have pancakes. You know, I love pancakes. You know how often I have pancakes? Once a year. You know when I last had pancakes? Christmas Eve morning. That's always been a thing for me. And my wife is like, I'm going to make you pancakes. Yeah, you know what I put on it? I could have gone and gotten some Mrs. Butterworth or whatever Aunt Jemima fucking bullshit syrup. No, I put some agave nectar on it. A little bit there, a little bit there. You know, don't get too out of control. And I put some of that Irish butter, a little bit, just a pat. A pat of fucking butter. Dwight, that's 300 fucking calories, man. You know what I mean? That fucking butter, you just can't fuck with it. You can't fuck with butter. You just can't. If you're trying to lose weight, you know, if you're in a situation where it's too late, you need to be losing weight, say goodbye to butter. You're gonna get it here and there, you know? It'll show up in little events, life events. You're gonna be like, damn, that popcorn was good. It had real butter on it. You know what? That was so worth it.
I don't eat popcorn.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, situation. You're at a fucking popcorn party. Dwight, you know, you're losing the weight, and you got to start growing the girls. Now we got to get you some coos. That's my next mission here. I'm going to start working on that. So all you ladies out there that are listening, you guys throw yourselves on top of people like Brad, for example. Why don't you throw, you know, a little bit towards Dwight over here. He's a single man. He's a handsome man. He's losing weight. He's healthy. He has smoothies. You know, I think he's an eligible bachelor here.
I got that fucking Nutri-Ninja.
He's got good appliances.
I made a nice dip earlier with it.
Yeah. He's a great father. He's a funny man. He's a hero to millions. You should, you know, probably everyone, Dwight, you know, Dwight's going to hook us up with a special email address for the ladies, where you can get a hold of him. Ladies Jesus, out there.
Get me a Norwegian girl.
Like, shit. We got to get Dwight some coos, man, honestly. We'll talk, Dwight. We'll talk. I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'm going to drop a song in here for Brown Cheese.
Yeah?
See if he's ever heard of this song. Yeah. I fucking love it. It's a Norwegian song.
A Norwegian song. So listen, can I take a break so I can come back and we can do an hour?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you don't go anywhere, all right, buddy?
Real fuck yeah.
I got the Dwight. I've got the Bob Vance. You've got the Carlito. We're all here in our chat rooms and our joint communications venture, which we call Madhouse Radio. You know, guys, it's been a really good 2016 to a motherfucker. It kind of sucked for the world. In a grand big picture of the world, it kind of sucked, but there was a lot of cool shit. And I think part of it was one good thing that came out of 2016 is... this weekend I had a conversation with my main man Jayad, my prank call brother, and he was like, you know what, man, we're gonna get that COMC out, fuck it, fortune favors the bold, he said, and it's down. COMC, it's the game changer. It really is. What, when Jayad first announced it, he called it the game changer. It really is gonna be a game changer as far as prank call entertainment is concerned. I mean, we're not fucking Dwight, are we fucking with them when we say this stuff? It's all legit. Dwight's
good shit.
Dwight is it's good fucking shit, man. It's good fucking shit. It's only gonna get better. There's news coming out, so be tuned.
Long early afternoon.
Yeah, Saturday, I'm closing my eyes. I'm seeing a calendar, and I see a big line that goes down, and another big line that goes about half the way down next to it, and then one last line that connects the two together. That's my cryptic message as to what we're looking at time-wise. Think about it. Do all the math. I want to see everyone take what I just said and come up if you know what the date is, the time, and down to the second. We got it right now. I know I'm saying all this shit's gonna give it up, but there's a pattern that you can follow in certain files that are played on all the shows that you listen to on the PCN Mixer stream. You should be able to put those together. And it's not just mine, it's not just why, it's anything that you hear and anything you see on the PCN website can potentially lead you.
What were we up to? Almost enough to do a release once a week for a year, a 30-minute episode?
We got like a television season set up. We are, I think, one episode is about 80 in the 80th percentile done. The other one needs to be done. It's got all its components assembled and it needs to be done. It could be done within a week or two. Yeah. And we're looking at a few months out. We're looking at, let me do the math, ABC. We're looking at sometime second quarter 2017. Q2 2017, we're looking at. I think that's an honest assessment. But it's going to be an early one. Hopefully. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, yeah, and this is your, you know, this is my man Dwight working hard on it. I've been doing some stuff. I got a Carlito-centric episode that I even asked for. And I made it a point, I said to Jayad, you need to do a Jayad, because he's putting a lot of the groundwork, the recording and stuff, and he doesn't get a lot of opportunity to be on camera. And I said, Jayad, he just asked me, Carlito, what ideas do you think that you can do, or that Matt and you, or, you know, Jin and you, or Dwight can do with one, you know, and Brad. We were the ones that were working on this with Jayad, and I said, Jayad, man, how about let's go back to that notebook you have?
Queen.
Talking so much, just went into the break. We take that notebook back of the ideas that you went through for all of Art of Phone Larking and revisit those, but in a video form. And he's like, yes, that's right. You know, so if you could think about all the things that you've talked about tonight, Dwight, like, you know, the whole, you know, I fuck a dog, and the ladies all like, what? Can you believe this guy says he's fucking a dog? Stuff like that. You get it. Yeah, I've talked way too much about it. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we'll have some more calls. Dwight's going to work on some numbers. We're going to scare some hotels. Hey, I might even get stuck in an elevator. How's that sound? You like that? You like that, Dwight?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think anything can ever match when you were stuck in the vents of the Wendy's, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the one Hawaiian hotel where the lady...
When you shrunk yourself to get into the fucking
like Ant-Man. Fucking Ant-Man up there. Listen, the one time, though, the chick in Honolulu got a little panicky. She was the MOD. That's my favorite one so far. All right. Break time. Come on. Let's go. Go stretch and get some water, okay? We're going to do this. We're doing this. One more hour till 6:15 a.m. That's when we decide if we're going to keep going.
Madness Radio will be back right after this.
Hello?
Motherfucker answered.
Hey, you hear me?
Motherfucker, how are you?
Good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, there was a cable I had to do. Why, you know, why you hang up?
This may sound I didn't kind of Wu-Tang
Spanish. Well, I was saying, listen on the mix. Okay.
We couldn't hear you.
I know, because I was.
I touched your toes, and then I kissed your toes, and I sung out.
I was picking some stuff up.
Banners, you wouldn't believe what's going on. This fucker's been lighting off fireworks out in the parking lot of hotels and setting off car alarms.
This is by my car, man. It's not a problem. This is my car. Yeah.
He nice. set a key on fire.
It's fucked up. It's fucked. This car is fucked up.
I lit up a shitload of fireworks at midnight here.
Yeah.
I actually found a Facebook Live where two guys were laying down in their house because they heard gunshots outside and were afraid they were going to get hit.
Oh, but Baz, what's up, man? Long time. How you been, brother, man? My man.
Oh, I've been good.
Much love for you, man. This is my friend Baz is here. Everyone, respect Baz and be nice to Baz. He's my friend.
Hey, everybody. I can't get into the prankcallnation.com website.
Oh, come on now. Let's get with that. Come on, Enigma. Come on.
Respect the Baz. Kiss his ring.
This is
an OG.
Yeah.
It's a capo right here, man.
top.
Hello?
God damn it.
Huh. That I heard of. That's your group. You sent that one. What movie did you watch to get that audio? Dirty Bad.
That sounds like the old sound clip I used to play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're the one that got it. I wonder what movie you watched to get the clip.
I don't know. I think I just went to PornTube and used Audacity to record some stuff.
Let me write that down. PornTube?
Nice. Enigma says to hit that link that I just dropped in the Skype there.
Ah. It's a hacker link. It'll fix it up.
Ooh. It's gonna get how many penises on my computer?
No, it's good hackers. Good hackers, like Anonymous. Okay. They just help.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
Just to help.
Helping hand.
Yeah. You know they don't give any
www in front of it.
They don't give any.
This is TJ. How may I help you?
Hey, big fat TJ. How you doing?
Good. How may I help you, dear?
I have a problem. Let me get into the bathroom here. All right. You hear me? Hello? Oh, I've already hit her up in the bathroom. This is not believable, maybe? In the morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. I'm in my bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Wait, there's a problem here.
What's wrong?
Well.
What room are you in?
Did you hear what happened? Did you hear? What? Ended by remote. Do I sound that bad? Too loud, maybe?
No, it sounds okay to me.
Hello?
Good morning. Thank you for... This is Tracy. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is now the third time I've called. I'm in my bathroom. I'm stuck in here. Something happened.
What room are you in, sir?
Did you hear about this first already? Did you already hear...
No, don't... You know what? Give me a room number, please.
Don't what?
Let me transfer you to the police department.
No, just no, you can't do that. No.
Yes, I can.
No, no. See, I told you she can't.
I was just like that asshole earlier. So yeah. He was going to kick me out. And I said, no, you can't.
She said she was going to transfer you to her police department.
Mm-hmm.
The hotels can transfer you to the police.
I think that's happened to me before, and I just said, I don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy.
We've had experience out in the L.A. area where they've done that.
I think I had a civilian just say they were going to do it, and they did it. And I was like, you know, I don't know what she's talking about. It was a Target, I think. And I was like, I don't know why they did that. I just called a check on blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, never mind. Disregard. Thank you.
It was in a comp one time, and that was the same type of thing. It's like, I was just going and checking my reservation. This lady was being really aggressive and kind of a bitch. I don't know what her problem is.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, if they weren't there while it happened, they're not going to come get you, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you broke those rules like, this is... we have 5 hostages in room 12.
This is Hans Gruber.
And we tied fireworks to them. We're good.
Fuck you, John McClane.
John McClane.
John McClane.
Yeah.
Oh, McClane. Oh, you mean the Bruce Willis diehard guy, not the Arizona senator. That's McCain.
Yeah, that's John McCain. That's an asshole that got shot down.
I said my name was Hans Gruber. I mean, yeah, that's diehard.
Yeah, that's a Republican Irish. A lot of fucking respect.
On Solo.
Hey, Baz. 19 more days.
Till?
Oh, you know.
I know. Okay.
He gets a sabbatical.
No, until King Chief of the World is in office.
Oh, yeah.
You real excited about that? You real proud of yourself?
I've been using it as a line on Facebook Live, telling people, I'm like, 19 more days. And
yeah.
I'm like, I told them, like, 2017, the year of deportation, is your shit packed? And people are like, though, what?
Very funny. Very mature you.
I've got acquaintances that have been trying to get federal jobs for a long time. And now all of a sudden they're getting calls for interviews because a lot of the agencies want to fill a bunch of positions before Trump takes office.
And by acquaintances, he means himself.
yeah, me.
My business My business already announced a month ago, we are hiring all freezing. Like, okay. If it wasn't filled, sorry. Hey, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, I'm horny. Hey, we're just drinking, you know? We're having a good time tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is the policy for the fireworks?
The fireworks?
Yeah, we got some fireworks. We bought some fireworks.
Want to get some fireworks?
We bought some from this guy, Juan Diego.
Okay.
He was outside. We got a big box of fireworks out here, and we're what's the policy? What, we can let them off inside the room?
No, you can't.
Oh, why?
Because we are sensors for the fires, so
no, you can't go please. To the room with that. Well, please.
No.
But it nothing happened.
Uh-oh.
Come on, nothing. Hey, motherfuckers, see how close they drive to me here? Jesus Christ. What, does everyone here drive like that?
Yeah.
Like crazy? Why? He just parked his car over there. I'm gonna go over there. I'm gonna put the firecrackers on it. Hey, Dwight. That box of firecrackers, put them by that car.
The M80s?
Yeah, put them by that van over there. The guy left.
Put my rockets by the van, too?
Yep, put everything there and dump that gasoline, mate. We'll make a trail.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, do you have matches?
No.
Do you know where we can get matches?
No. It's set. It's ready to roll.
Hello, Miss Lady. We need matches.
Sorry, I don't have much.
It's ready to rock and roll.
Let's go, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Hello, Miss Lady.
She hung up. I'm calling back.
I was going to ask her what her marijuana policy was in the parking lot.
Oh, sure, they don't care to one.
Expo likes the fact you called her Miss Lady.
Miss Lady. I think it was right. No one gives a shit about a car alarm anymore.
Hey, I'm going to go get some more booze because it's fucking New Year's.
Whoa.
Be right back.
Easy, everybody. All right. You sound like me 3 hours ago.
But it's 3 hours earlier here.
Hey, whose car is this? Whose car was that we messed up? Como? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, whose car is that?
Puta.
I don't know.
You have a Sasso? What? Sasso there?
Nope.
Oh, shit. How can we turn off the car alarm?
I don't know. Where are you?
Oh, we're down the street. We were coming there to stay there.
Okay, no, I don't know. Taking us to some guy on the street, if you want.
Oh, there, it went off. It turned off. Yay. Hey, so did you hear what happened?
No.
You didn't hear?
No, what happened?
That. Oh, he pooped himself. He pooped himself.
Did you know?
It smells bad.
Did you know?
No.
Oh, he's crying. He's crying.
Yeah. All over my chest, all over my face, my chest, my mouth. I'm painting my eyebrows with it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I put it all over my nipples, my bologna nipples. I put it over my
ass, neck, cheeks.
My big belly, under my breasts. Putting it on my hair, on my stomach.
And your gooch.
Putting in my belly button. I'm putting it in there too. And now I'm going down to under the belly. Under my big fat belly. I'm rubbing it all there. Oh yeah.
It's really hot, Miss Lady.
That's good. I'm a pig. I'm babe. I'm a pig. Hey, I'm a pig. Look at me. I'm a pig.
Man, can I ask the lady a question?
I'm drunk. Listen, I'm slapping myself.
Ow. Hey, lady. Can you be our little chicken?
For me?
Can you be our little chicken?
No. We'll shave
me,
you.
Madam.
We'll shave you.
I'm coughing. I'm smoking marijuana cigarette out here.
We'll shave your bottom feathers.
Yeah, we want you to be our little chicken for the night.
To you, everybody. Happy birthday. What happened? Is it over?
Yeah. This is for America.
Hello, lady.
Hey.
Oh, she's there. Yay. We were worried about you.
What?
Yeah, we were worried about you because you didn't say anything.
Okay.
Are you okay?
No, I'm working.
We
thought Donald Trump got you.
Yeah, he was seen like lurking around the parking lot. He was tweeting MAGA.
Okay. And that stands for I'm a grabber by the pussy.
What?
Hmm?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Ah!
Goddamn you. Goddamn you.
Hey, who's that? Who's talking in the background, ma'am?
I don't know.
You tell them to shut the fuck up?
No.
No?
Nope.
Well, you're fired.
Puppet people.
You're fired.
Okay, bye, lady. See you.
Bye.
Yeah, you're fine. Bye. Bye, Miss Lady.
Miss Lady.
Now, I think that, isn't that from Step Brothers with John C. Reilly when he and Will Ferrell were tag team job interviewing and he called the lady Miss Lady or something like that? I always thought that was pretty funny.
Sounds plausible. Plausible.
Easy enough to look up. Give me 30 seconds.
Yeah, what does Yahoo Answers say?
Yeah, kids, if you're listening and you're studying for a test, use Yahoo Answers. It's great.
And Scribd. Scribd. .com.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Bueno.
Hey, bueno. Hey, how are you? It's good that you're to pick up phone. Hello?
Who you want to talk to?
I'm going to go in the toilet.
Who you want to talk to?
I need to go to the toilet. I need to go to the toilet.
Yes, confirmed. Hello, Miss Lady. Yes, confirmed.
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Ladies from that. What was it?
From Step Brothers.
Yep, confirmed.
Step fuckers.
Hello, Miss Lady. I'm Dale.
I'm glad it's not what I thought it was. Maldita sea, puta.
Question from Dust Burn Dead. Does your wife have long nipples, Baz?
Why are you asking a man that kind of question?
Well, you know, she's asleep right now, but I can't give any exact measurements.
You need the measuring tape out.
That's a private question. You don't need to be asking that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Baz,
I want to know. At midnight, did you give your wife a kiss?
Of course.
On her lips or, you know.
somewhere.
Hotels in Tijuana, fantastic. Motherfucker.
He's on, yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm in the toilet.
You're in the toilet?
Yeah, me and I. There's a problem here.
And what room are you in?
Me, look, this is a big problem. You need to come and fix this shit, motherfucker, you.
Hey.
Hey.
Where you at?
Here we go.
What room are you in?
I'm here. Oh. I'm in the room.
What room are you in?
I'm in the bed.
What room are you in?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, then what the fuck are you calling me for?
Because I'm shitting in the bed. I'm shitting in the toilet. I'm not going to flush. Motherfucker.
If you don't tell me what room are you in, I can't help you.
104.
Room 4?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm taking a big shit here now, motherfucker.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but I'm going to mess it all up. I'm going to put the shit everywhere, all over my face.
I'm going to put your ass in jail.
You going to do shit, motherfucker. I'm American.
What of it?
I'm American.
You're in Mexico, amigo.
I don't care. This is America.
I'll see you in a minute.
This is America, buddy. Puta madre.
Uh-oh, he's on his way to the room.
I'm gonna put your ass in jail.
He's headed to the room right now. He's calling backup. Oh, shit.
I'm gonna put your ass in jail for taking a big shit.
Hey,
motherfucker, you coming or what, huh?
Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah, come on, hurry up, motherfucker. I don't have all night.
You're number 4?
Yeah, puta. Come on, puta madre.
Pendejo.
Oh, shit. He said, take him out of the shit. Take him out of the room, is what he said in the background. Oh, shit.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh,
someone's about to get dragged out in fucking middle of Tijuana. No reason.
Yes, we can hear you, Bass. Yes, yes. See?
Skype chat's being retarded.
Hotel Cesar, buenas noches.
Yeah, what's going on, huh?
Eh?
Why are you coming in here? Why?
Permítame.
Why you? ¿Para qué you en número cuatro?
Hello?
Hey, what happened?
Yes?
What happened, motherfucker? Say you're sorry.
Why?
Because you coming here starting shit, motherfucker.
No.
Oh, no? Who? Is that just talking to you?
No. I'm another person.
Who is the guy I was talking to?
It's another one.
Oh, I'm in 104. He's supposed to come over here so I can kick his fucking ass.
Oh, he's on his way.
Oh, yeah? To get his ass kicked? Yeah, well, you want to come help? You like him? If you don't like him, I'll let you punch him, too, if you want. You want to punch him too hard?
No.
Me and you.
Yeah, we won't tell no one.
You need something else? I'm busy right now.
I want to punch all the Mexicans I can find tonight, motherfucker. You want to fight? You come down then, motherfucker.
I want to fuck him. I want to fuck all the Mexicans.
I'll fuck you up.
So what room are you in?
Motherfucker. Why are you going to the wrong room, stupid?
Hey, stupid, what room are you in?
We watched you do that the whole time. You're stupid, motherfucker, you.
San Cinco.
No, Cinco, no. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Hey. Block the door. Block the door. Dwight, block the door. Block the door, Dwight.
Block the door.
Block the door. Block the door.
I'm going to put the couch in front of the door. Block it.
If it's in there, pull him out. He said,
I could hear him saying Cinco, Cinco.
Yeah,
he's like Cinco, pull him out.
I told him I was watching it because I was saying 105. He said 105, huh? Like, yeah, 105. Next to 104.
Oh, shit.
I feel like they ain't fucking around. Like, pull the motherfucker out, man. Fucking Latin Kings.
Hello?
Hey.
Hola.
How you doing?
Maricón.
How you doing? Eh? Happy New Year.
Maricón.
Pendejo.
Motherfucker, say you sorry.
Yeah, we offended.
All right. Look, we're making it to 6. We're having fun.
It's all the same place. I can't see the numbers you're dialing.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Well, he's got his own system.
Yeah,
I know.
Unless I tell you it's the same place. I'm pretty good at telling, you know.
Yeah, you are.
I try.
I just haven't been in a call. Hey.
Hey.
Bueno.
What happened?
Bueno.
Hey.
What happened? I'm waiting here. What happened?
Yeah, no, you listen. You motherfuckers are going to pay for the wall. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to make you pay.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's the wall.
Ah, yeah.
That's the money that we're paying for the wall.
People are reviled by that. All right, so now we got to call a hotel and ask what their defecation.
Overeater. Oh, shit. We got an overeaters meeting that just fired up.
Okay. Oh, man. That would be fun.
All right, but what I want to do first is to ask what the policy is for shitting on each other. And then when they say no, whatever, I say, all right, let's go. So this is kind of like the fireworks.
If they say you can't do it, then we could ask them if we could shit in the cup.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Three guys, one cup.
Three guys. I'm on the fence with that one.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I'm out of practice, man. I'm just...
Hey, how you doing? Happy 4th of July. Yeah. Hey, Mira, you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, what's the policy for us to have sex in the room?
What?
The policy. Is there policy for having sex in the room? Like, we just have sex?
What you do in your room, that's up to you.
Okay, so we're going to...
How about loud sex?
We're going to do loud sex. Loud, horny sex. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're drunk.
I grunt a lot.
We're drunk. We're going to make pee and caca on each other, too.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Can I shit on them?
Yeah.
I can take a shit?
Come for your daughter, Chuck.
What?
It depends on the girl.
It's not a girl. We're all guys. We're going to do shitting on each other on the bed.
Oh, that's up to you.
Oh, we're not cleaning it up.
Vomit too in their mouths. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
And some might get on the bed and the wall and the floor too, and maybe the ceiling.
Well, if you find a room, that's okay, but with the numbers for that.
Ah, yeah.
What's your policy on punching holes in the wall, sir, for glory hole? Yeah, we want to punch a hole in the wall of the bathroom for glory hole.
They're gone. Someone else.
But we patch it.
I shit you not. I heard over the walkie-talkie. You motherfuckers.
Did you really?
I heard that.
I heard it over the walkie-talkie. Oh, motherfuckers.
You're getting irritated, I think.
I think if you call that number right there, there was a meeting that was on previously with that same PIN code.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but it cracked me up. I had to mute when I heard that. Those motherfuckers.
What's that, the overeaters?
Yeah.
Overeaters, mm-hmm. Yeah. We shut them down earlier. That was kind of funny with the sound drops. God damn you.
Thank you for calling our telephone meeting. You may enter the conference number followed by the pound sign for the meeting at any time during this message. To unmute your phone, please press star 1. After you have finished
using a very crass word for homosexual, a very mean word, nasty word.
In order to have the best sound quality, only one person should be unmuted at any time. We hold Overeaters Anonymous meeting.
And I'm offended.
There are currently 37 other participants in the conference.
Oh, yeah. Be honest. it was just this design. It was just like this piece of art that was brought to me. Like I say to God, because he was speaking to me through my passion at the time. He was speaking to me through, you know, all...
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Into my...
Hey, listen to this.
I was... Hello? I'm going to...
Hey, shut up. We're eating Twinkies.
This is six. I just now muted the line. So to come back in and be heard, you, Nancy, it's okay to come back in, or whoever was talking, and press star 1 to unmute your phone. But I was getting some background noise.
I'm sorry it's so long story, but I just finished this story.
Go ahead.
So anyway, it was like this earring design.
You are now unmuted.
Hurry up. Let's go. Hurry up.
Because he was speaking to me through, you know, the elements that I was working with currently. You know, he knew that's on my mind, so he got my attention on something else besides this frustration with my mom.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now muted.
My mind for a minute, because otherwise the tension in my, you know, the tension in my mind.
Please press 1. You are now unmuted.
In you know, with her, and so I came home and had to make that earring, those earrings, you know, because I said, wow, it was like a spiritual experience, you know, to have this design brought to me that had this open.
Did you make
her
some nipple earrings like, too? Maybe some nipple
that,
rings.
It's open for communication, you know.
Nancy, it's okay. Come on, just continue.
Oh, well, I guess that's pretty much the end of the story.
Okay.
I thought it was a great story, and I was right there with
you.
It was a great story. And often
fantastic.
Out of struggle does...
Nancy, fantastic story. I applaud you. Can I have your phone number? Because I want to lick your nipples.
Who are you, dear? To the gentleman, would you please tell us?
My name is Frank. I'm very lonely. I eat a lot of food during the holidays. I have a sex addiction as well. And I need a fantastic lady to go out and about and do some, maybe some holiday things. Maybe go out and, you know, do some shopping and some fucking.
I have just now muted the lines. So, to come back in, you need to press star 1 to unmute your phone. And if that person, if that fellow comes back in, well, I will have him booted.
Oh, no.
I think, you know what, I think you gave him some time, though, so that the dashboard, whoever could be, you know, like tracking it or something, right?
What, honey?
The dashboard, they can be tracking him, right? Like,
yeah.
When he's on, they can tell, hey, that's a new number coming on, you know, and...
Please, you are now unmuted.
I need to be doing some bare bottom spanking with her. Bottom spanking is what I'm
doing. Okay, just a second. Just a second. I'm going to ask everybody to be quiet for just a minute here. Is it Frank? Frank? Frank, are you there? Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, I am. What's going on?
Okay, Linda. I don't know. You can ask Gabby to come on in. You can contact Gabby. Frank, where are you?
I'm right here. What is going on? What is with the noise?
What's going on with you, Frank?
I don't know.
What's going on, Frank?
I took half a tab of Viagra and I had some beers, and your guess is as good as mine.
Where are you, Frank?
I'm at my home.
You're at your house?
I'm at my
you know
home,
what,
my
Frank?
Toilet.
Tonight with
my home, my toilet.
We've had 9 people come in tonight. 9 different states come in. What state are you in? You want to tell us what state you're in, Frank?
Somebody just seen a mass confusion.
Hello, everybody. Could you please mute your line?
No.
Gabby's asking that okay. everybody...
Mute your fucking line, people. Please. Everyone, mute your fucking line right the fuck now. Mute your fucking
come
line.
Come on.
Yeah, do it.
Frank, come on. You can stay on, Frank.
And
everyone
Frank,
else
you stay on, Frank. Stop being a bitch and stay on. And mute your line.
And Frank, we're just... Frank, we're going to listen to you. We're going to listen to you.
I'm booting everyone
off
right now. One by
everybody
one. Start. Everyone who starts
Everybody's
trouble is getting booted.
Mute, Frank.
Everyone who starts trouble is getting booted. Immediately, starting now. And I mean now.
Come on in, Frank.
Frank, you bitch, talk.
Don't yell at me.
Let's go.
Okay, listen. New Year's was a very sad
day.
That shit was too funny.
Oh my god. Hang on, let me scramble my ID.
She wanted to help you, I think.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Frank?
Frank, that's me.
Is that the name you gave?
Yes. Yeah, I said this. My name's Frank.
Oh my god.
I think she wanted to help you, dude. They usually try to appeal to our better side. It doesn't work. Does it ever?
No. No. Sometimes like, okay, all right, you're right, you're right, you're right. Like, okay, okay. And then I'll go right back into it immediately again.
Carmelo starts clapping. Hey, come on, honey. Hurry up. Hurry up. Go. That was funny.
All right. Here we go again. Look at 606, motherfucker.
Thank you for calling our telephone meeting. You may enter the conference number followed by the pound sign for the meeting at any time during this message. To unmute your phone, please press star 1. After you have finished speaking, please press star 1 to mute your phone.
What's my code?
In order to have the best sound quality, only one person should be unmuted at any time. We hold Overeaters Anonymous meetings on this.
There are currently 32 other participants in the conference.
Okay. Thank you, Linda, for helping out. A lot of people help out, don't they, when something happens? There's somebody that comes in.
Please press. You are now unmuted.
Someone that helps out and says, call Gabby, and some of the rest of you keep talking until we ask you.
Blah,
to,
blah, 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 blah.
That little
back, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
That little sweetheart, he's going to get booted again, too, is what's going to happen to him. That little sweetheart, he likes to dial the telephone. Maybe he's learning how to dial, do you suppose? We don't know. So if that little sweetheart keeps coming in, he'll learn how to use the telephone, maybe. Plus, he'll get booted off.
At least it's keeping his hands out of trouble when he's dialing the phone.
You have been kicked from this conference.
Wow.
I'm in a bunch of buttons.
I'm back. And yeah,
Carlito, Anthony just accused you of staying, like, keeping your hands off your dick while you were dialing.
Yeah, she said you were masturbating.
Oh, yeah, you were fucking jerking.
I don't need to do that. I don't need to.
Oh, my Jesus.
I don't have a need to. I mean, not that, I wouldn't do it, but I just don't have a need to. So,
yeah, it's like, you know, in the movies when they just put their like your hands behind your head and just lay back, you know.
Yeah, that's me.
Don't gotta do nothing.
No. Things just happen. Things just fall in my lap, so to say.
Thank you, madam, for the fascinating lesson. Fuck it up. Oh my Jesus. What was that?
So I guess that's it. 6 o'clock. Oh, you guys wanna go until 7?
Oh man. Yeah.
7!
That means four more hours.
Yeah, you can do something. I can, but...
My wife's...
What the fuck are you?
My wife already came in here and said, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I think we promised till 6:15, which is 6 more minutes.
I can go till 7 if you want it. Oh, I haven't done pranks on a show.
It's 6:09 a.m. here on the East Coast.
I did take a sip.
I can touch myself.
At some point, we'll kick in. You need to get a better microphone, that layaway, Jay.
He's going to get that. My bad. That Q2U one that I have.
He's got that Logitech shit.
No, he's going to get that. Yeah, it's a piece of shit, H600.
Can you bring that's what I started out with.
Can you bring yourself down a little bit at first?
See, yeah, is it too much trouble?
It's too loud. It's too loud.
It's too high.
You're oh, shit. High.
See, I started out with the Logitech, that, and then...
Is that better?
It's a little better, yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah.
See, I converted to the Q2U, which is... I know three or four people that use this mic.
You use that one?
Yeah, this particular one.
Puppet people.
Yeah, I just listened to that original.
I know we're committed to 5 more minutes, Carlito. I know that.
Oh, man, go longer.
All right, here's the pharmacy in T1. I'm going to ask for Spanish Fly. Got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my Jesus.
Spanish Fly. My wife gonna kill me if I stay up till 7 o'clock, I'm just saying.
Gracias por llamar a Oficinas Corporativas de Farmacias Roma.
Acuro.
¿Sabías que Roma te regala 100? Junta 100 puntos en tu tarjeta Roma y listo. Eso es vivir al 100.
I don't know if they're...
Descubre más en sucursales, Facebook o Twitter.
Esta madre.
Fuck yeah.
Are these the ones that have their own, like, doctor? He'd go in and say, hey, you need a
Probably.
Diagnosis? And he'd go in and, like, the dude behind the counter gets out a stethoscope. Mm-hmm. And he took that away and he goes, and I'm also the pharmacist. I'm going to fill your prescription that I just wrote you.
Yeah.
I read about that on Vice.com.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
I heard something about that on Twitter.
You get the cheap Viagra that way and shit. That's what people
do. No, you just go down there and tell them, yeah, my back hurts real bad. They'll prescribe you like methadone and shit like that. There's
a whole piece about that.
You gotta go like, look at my dick, I can't fuck, I can't hump.
Yeah.
You know, they get hard and like, oh,
it's
man.
It just no lays problem, there.
Man. No problem, man.
It's all floppy.
Come on, man.
The first one they give me one, I just told them, yeah, you know, I get a little nervous sometimes. Like, oh, yeah, no problem. It was this Argentinian doctor. And he was like, man, here, you gonna take this, man. And he's just like that. He's like, yeah, take these samples. Like, all right, thanks, Dr. Moreira, I think his name was. He's like, yeah, but let me tell you, like, you don't just take this and then you're hard. You know, it's like, it doesn't work like that. You have to become aroused. So, and I'm like, all right, kind of awkward. Yeah, sure, all right. I was like 23. I didn't need them, but everyone I heard was saying, yeah, man, you can fuck like a rock star for like a whole weekend if you got one of these in you. And yeah, it was pretty, that's how it started, yeah.
Hey, I remember the call you and I did once on one of your... remember when you were doing the morning shows mm-hmm. on the weekdays? We called some clinic and you told the nurse that, yeah, I'm coming in and I took a Viagra.
Just in case, just to be ready.
No, or just for the fuck of it.
Oh, I was going to say just to be ready, I think. But you...
Yeah.
And
then
that...
I jumped in and then I was like, what did I say? I was saying something and then they put a fucking deputy on the line. Remember that? And then you were playing all the... toilet sounds urinal sounds and you said that I was like the retarded dude and you were the caretaker or something.
you're like pissing it sounded like you were
telling him that last time he was like throwing the cotton balls around.
It sounded like that Jim Florentine one where he drowns his granddad in the in the tub. But that same, you were saying like it wouldn't make sense because I was saying, that wouldn't make sense because you'd raise your heart pressure, go up real high. And you said, you were like, no, it would be the opposite. And I was like, I don't think so. But you were right. Yeah, I wanted to say, and I've known that for a while now. I never had a chance to tell you. You were right about that. And
I figured.
My bad. I'm an asshole. I'm a fucking asshole. I was wrong. You were right.
Well, you know, when people are wrong and I know that I'm right, I'm big enough where I'll just, whatever. No, I'm just giving you shit.
Yeah, but you know what's
sad? Something you'll
do. You know, yeah, but see, mad enough to recognize when it happens, but you know
that's cool. Thank you.
That happens to me on at least once a weekly basis at work. Yeah. It's a lot of that, and it just brings me down, man. Oh, yeah. People are like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're adding that there because you think it's not going to do anything. Look, I'm going to do it without it, and we'll compare. And then that person's thing that they added throws out an error, and mine doesn't because it's not there because it doesn't do nothing. It's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, yes. Do you have your papers?
Papers?
Yeah.
For what, mister?
Oh, because I'm in the toilet now and was going to need some papers. You know why?
Okay, so how can I assist you?
Do you know why I need the papers for?
Yes.
No, you don't know. Ask me and I'll tell you. It's something special.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No. Ask me. Just say what? For what? Say.
1 hour daily of cannabis and grains during your stay.
Look at a man.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not hearing the caller, dude. I can just hear you talking.
Come on. Really? Oh, that's right. I took you guys off of that when we got disconnected.
Hey, Jay Waylay.
Oh, man.
What's going on, buddy?
Going good. How you doing?
Do I sound good? I know I don't sound good.
It's like the Touchstone Terrace. Doesn't he go, do I sound good? Jim Bob?
Yeah.
Jim Bob, can I help you?
When you tell him that he's being recorded, he says, yeah, play it back. Do I sound good?
Yeah, do I sound good?
Do I sound good?
I've actually used that before in a few pranks without the accent.
Yeah, it's a good comeback. All right, so I'm going to get out of here then. That's not.
All right.
Oh, come on, it's 6:16. I'm starting to get tired.
Hey, can you do any UK?
UK wankers.
Do you have numbers?
Well, I got some old numbers. Just take me a second. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to keep you up.
I don't care.
I keep forgetting it's 3 hours later on where you
are.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just pull this up on external.
Let's go.
Wankers.
Let's go.
I just haven't done any. Yeah, hold on. It's coming. Let me just. I don't know. I can't guarantee these will work. You know, if you want, just try like one or two, and then they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually old numbers. Actually, the file says new numbers, but the file's like 3 years old. Okay. Some of these guys we've called quite a bit before.
All right. I await your transmission.
Hopefully they're formatted correctly.
Where is that new file? I haven't talked to that guy in a long time.
Yeah, I'll have to. These are new numbers from a long time ago.
Right. Isn't he from Wankershire, England?
Something like that.
I just have them from my notes.
As gone as my witness, with the sickness of a cannabis, I floats like a cumulus.
Your international call cannot be completed.
This is where I mess up with the formatting. Let me see here what I got. I think it's 011 and get rid of the 44. No. And get rid of the 0 after. That's what it is. That seems too short. Yes, it is too short because I didn't copy all the numbers. Let's try that again. All right. So the first one is Moore? These are Moores?
Yeah.
Like the Roger Moores?
Yeah, hey.
Hey. You're good Rogering.
It's excellent. If they pick up, let me think about what you just said. Give me an idea.
It's connecting.
The number is not answering.
I can't hear the ringing box.
The number's not answering. Boop, boop. Okay. Don't know if I did that right. We'll continue. Here's the next one.
All I know is that almost all of these numbers were people that got pretty irritated. But it's been a while, so they've had a long time to calm down and forget.
I'm not having any luck with these numbers. I think I might have them formatted wrong.
Yeah. If not, dude, we can do it some other time.
I guess it's going to have to be that.
Yeah, it's late, I know. That's cool. I got to get to bed, too.
Yeah, we all got to
Thanks for the show, Carlito. It was awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on, too. Yeah.
Thanks, Fake Recluse.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Brother man.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah. I want to thank Dwight McClanahan. Helped out here. And Bob Vance, man, was here. And that's it. Happy New Year. Yeah. Everyone. Live from Carlito's Toilet. This has been Madhouse Radio 2017. I know I cry wolf a lot, but there's probably only a few shows left. Just saying, enjoy them. Oh, the times, they are a-changing. Roll the Philly and get
take this rap. I got a vicious plot. First